Welcome to Moonbeaming, a podcast about lunar living, magic, creativity, tarot, and more. I'm your host, Sarah Faith Gottesdiener, and I'm so honored and excited to be here with you today. Hello and welcome to our Moon Day minisode for the week of June 6th. Here we are. We have a first quarter moon today. Heading into waxing, we've got this full moon coming up next week, a super moon. It's gonna be lovely. This time period, the waxing phase, is my favorite time period for expansion and growth, spells, and activities. This is the optimal time to do abundance work, whether that be around love or community or friendship abundance, all things I've been thinking about. Or what I've really been thinking about is time abundance. Time growth has been on my mind all year. I've had to take a long look at so many other factors: energy, organization, expectations versus reality, mental health, and so on and so forth. Often, when we start with one focus, one area, there ends up being a domino effect into so many other aspects of our life, which then will end up underlining a deeper value or a need. I found that keeping it simple, setting ourselves up for success is the way to go. Baby steps all the way, like incremental change all the way. Often when we jump directly to the end goal, this totally different life setup that feels so far away, it's a recipe for disaster. That gap between where we are and where we want to be becomes overwhelming, and this invites in scarcity and lack of motivation. And we'll view our current moment, which is the only moment we have, through a lens of scarcity and lack. And then that begets more of it, or we just shut down and don't even try. Or the process just feels so overwhelming and maybe not even fun. Why am I bringing all of this up? You're like, Sarah, stop being such a bummer. Why are you making growth and abundance a bummer? And I respond, oh, it's just a gift I have, gentle listener. Thank you very much. But no, I'm bringing this up because today is the first quarter moon. And first quarter moons can be a sight of tension. The moon is half illuminated, half empty, half full, depending on our perspective. Maybe last week at the new moon, new you, you started something, you began something, you felt fresh, and then what happens? The fears come up. We skip a day of the practice we wanted to start. We begin the project and are met with a lot of unexpected curveballs or more work we hadn't anticipated or more things to think about, and then we start getting overwhelmed. There's this feeling here with the first quarter moon of, am I gonna stay or am I gonna go? So if you're trying to move forward with a larger goal, this is a great week to keep going. If it's hard to keep going, think about how to set yourself up for success. Think about what might motivate you or make things easier for you. This is the most basic example that everyone uses in the self-help industry, and I can't help myself, but it's this example of, do you need to lay out your yoga clothes on the bed the night before with your socks and your cute little shoes so you can get to your morning class, making it easier, right? Whatever you need to do to make things easier. Setting yourself up for success means knowing yourself, knowing what helps you, and tending to that. So think about what might motivate you or what might help you. Remember that uncomfortable does not mean bad. One stumble doesn't mean stop the race. I don't know why I'm using sports metaphors today. I am like the least coordinated person, but here we are. Here we are. I wanted to bring up this edginess feeling because the card I pulled for us for the week is the Five of Swords. I did a whole episode on the Five of Swords last year, which I encourage you to listen to if you want a deep dive refresher on this card. One suggestion that this card is bringing up for us this week is, what story are we telling ourselves about what is going on? What loop is on repeat? If we're feeling dejected, if we're feeling stuck, like the odds are stacked against us, we have to ask ourselves why. How could we approach the situation in a different way or with a different perspective? Who are the gatekeepers? Is it you, gatekeeping your ability to have self-compassion for yourself? Is it the ability to uncover our stories and create new ones that determine different outcomes, or at least like a different flavor? Here we go. Here I am. Another weird share that popped into my head. I get wisdom from RuPaul's Drag Race, like every good queer and like everyone, like millions of people watch this show. And there was a set of advice for a queen this last season, I think it was. The advice given was by Ross Matthews. And basically what it was the queen came on stage and was saying, you know, I'm not very good at this. I'm really uncomfortable, but here I am. And then proceeded to do their act. And Mr. Ross Matthews, God bless his soul, reminded the queen, hey, we didn't know that you felt awkward. We didn't know this was your first time doing this thing. We had no idea. So by coming on stage and immediately announcing that you're uncomfortable or you're nervous, you are both cutting yourself down before you even tried to do something, and you're setting a tone for us to view your performance through. And we didn't have to know that. Like, no one needs to know that you've never done stand up or whatever it is this person was doing. And I think that's a real Five of Swords lesson as well, around how we think of defeat and how we sometimes will go into certain situations through the lens of failure. So if you catch yourself moving through your days with this mindset of defeat, or telling yourself cruel and unusual things, if you catch yourself in negative self-talk, you maybe want to pause and ask yourself, is this really me? Who's talking here? Observe yourself. Observe how you set yourself up before even trying something. And also, if you are in the middle of something and it's really forking hard, which a lot of us are experiencing, acknowledge it. Don't gaslight yourself. Acknowledge that things are really rough and that you've been trying for a really long time. Acknowledge it. Be gentle with yourself, even when externally things are rocky. The other thing that the Five of Swords can sometimes illustrate is a lack of imagination or belief. What us magical practitioners all possess is belief. We believe in what we're doing. You have to believe in a magical working in order for it to come true. We have to believe that what we want is enough to keep going. So if the process is a bummer, like Sarah on a Monday trying to make abundance into Bumperville, if the process isn't fun, figure out how you can change it. If you change it and maybe it's still not satisfying, ask yourself, am I in integrity? Often, staying in our integrity feels hard. Staying in our imagination can be difficult. We almost never get rewarded for staying in our integrity or being imaginative. So part of our task is to honor ourselves and or reward ourselves if we are in our integrity, if our imagination has been unlocked. But if what you've been working on, or if whatever it is you've been trying, truly isn't enjoyable, and your intention has lost its meaning, and this isn't a case of you being depressed and maybe needing therapy or medication or support or whatever it is to get out of your kind of like mental space, right? Because that can also happen if we're depressed. Everything kind of looks a bit funky, right? Again, so much compassion, so much love to you. So if you've tried every which way, if things just aren't working, maybe it is time to quit. But first, get clear about what is true, what stories you are writing about the situation or deciding to believe about whatever's going on or yourself. Like, is this just an uncomfortable, painful moment that will pass in time or that you kind of have to move through? Or is it an indicator that it could be time to move on? You can ask yourself, what would I choose to do if I had faith in all my abilities, my ability to trust, my ability to adapt, my ability to discern between what I fear and what I truly want? That's what I've got. The moon is waxing. Wishing you so much love, so much growth, so much abundance of everything you need and more. Until soon, thanks for being here. Moon Beaming is brought to you by The Moon Studio. It is created and hosted by me, Sarah Faith Gottesdiener. It is edited by Rose Blakelock with a lot of additional help from Hazel Frew. It is supported by our beautiful patrons, which you can join over at patreon.com, The Moon Studio. If you would like to further support the podcast, you can sign up for a sponsorship. You can rate and review it or share it with your friends or on your social media. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you so much.